You're listening to SBS News.
The US Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman says her interactions with the Russians were frank and forthright. US State Department spokesman Ned Price says he did not anticipate any firm decisions at this time and that no breakthrough was achieved.
We do expect to be in touch with the Russian Federation again in the coming days to determine when and how this conversation will go forward. That conversation at the end of this week or in the coming days will also be informed by what we and our allies and partners hear.
He insists this is just the start of the diplomatic process. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says there are 100,000 troops at the border and Russia has the ability to de-escalate the situation.
Returning troops to the barracks, conveying to us their intention of doing that, would be easy ways to show de-escalation. As I noted a little bit earlier, we see this as a path, as a set of three rounds of conversations that will occur this week.
But Russia insists there's no reason to fear escalation against Ukraine. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov says compromises are needed.
We urge the United States to be as responsible as possible at this moment. The risks of escalating the confrontation can't be underestimated. A professional, practical conversation by itself puts us in an optimistic mood, of course. But by all means, the main questions remain, and we don't see that there is an understanding by the American. Their decision on a way that suits us is imperative.
He says Russia will determine further prospects after meetings with NATO in Brussels on Wednesday. Russia made its demands public weeks ago before these talks were even agreed upon. It wants limits on the deployment of missiles in Europe, something the US was open to discussing. But Russia also wants NATO to remove troops and weapons from countries which joined the alliance after 1997 and a legal guarantee Ukraine would never be allowed to become a NATO member. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
But I don't think we can expect that these meetings will solve all the issues. What we are hoping for is that we can agree on a way forward, that we can agree on a series of meetings, that we can agree on the process. So it's not realistic to expect that when we have finished this week, when we have finished meetings that are already scheduled, that the problems will be solved.
Ukraine's Deputy Prime Minister Olga Stefanishchina fears Russia will use the failure of talks as a pretext for military action.
The most principled position for Ukraine is that we have inherent sovereign right to choose our own security arrangements, including treaties and alliances.
She says Russia's demands to allies should not be viewed as a negotiating position. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.